Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Buddy, listen up!
You know what today is?
Let me think. What's today?
Look at the calendar!
Okay, okay. We need to look at a calendar.
No need. No need at all.
It's Tuesday, right?
Super duper!
That's nice!
We have a winner!
You win!
Oh, boy! What's my prize?
Full day of work.
You work all day.
9 to 5.
That's a bull crap prize.
I'm going back to bed.
I'm going back to bed.
You can't.
Why not?
Oh, this is how we do it.
Showtime! Yep, it's showtime, baby. It is Super Duper Tuesday.
Yes, it is. And also now, Tortellini Tuesday.
Tortellini Tuesday. I didn't know that.
Yes, it is. Forget, I got all everybody's Taco Tuesday. No! It's Tortellini Tuesday.
Okay.
Hello, because I don't know if you guys know it or not, but I'm Italian, so Taco Tuesday doesn't have as much meaning for me.
Right.
Morty, it's Toilet Paper Tuesday.
Yeah, TP Tuesday.
So, yes, there you go.
TP Tuesday.
Or Tart Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tart Pop Tarts.
Pop Tart Tuesday.
Paper Towel Tuesday. Whatever you're hoarding, Morty, right now.
Just glad you showed up and got out of the apartment.
Yeah.
And yeah, today is Super Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
And everybody's walking around. We're a little paranoid because everybody's walking around sneezing and sniffling.
I know.
Are you okay? You need some Lysol? What are you doing?
Yeah, I know.
Allergies are kicking up again.
Allergies are awful. And I think that we don't know now because they're so bad. It's like, do I have a cold or is it allergies? Mm-hmm. What is it? So I'm taking my Claritin. I'm eating zinc. I'm sucking on zinc. And, yeah, I don't know what it is.
It used to be seasonal.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden now, it's all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned this off the air. A lot of people, especially me being from the Midwest, mm-hmm. and your family, of course, from Detroit.
Yeah.
But people would say, oh, you got to go out to the Southwest because the air is dry and you can breathe and you can do this.
Much better.
And now I never had allergies before I came out here.
Yeah. Same here.
Sneezing and coughing.
I lost my allergies when I came here.
Did you?
Yeah.
But still, you're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, no, that's good.
I mean, minus the chocolate allergy, but
yeah,
I mean, everything else gone.
God, most of it, Angie was saying, she's like, this is ridiculous. Why do I feel like every day it's something with the allergies?
Just be careful.
I mean, I don't know.
And you know what?
Zycam gummies.
Yeah, there you go.
And wash your hands. Make sure you wash your hands.
Yeah, you know, I said that yesterday, I think, on Facebook. You don't have to just do that for the special coronavirus occasion. Wash your hands, people.
You should be doing that
anyway.
Wash
them.
All right, sunshine and breezy today. It looks a little windy out there right now.
Yeah.
Should be nice tomorrow. High today in the low 70s, mid 70s tomorrow, 52 now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Was Harrison Ford the star of the recent bomb? Yeah.
Wow.
Harrison.
All right, more on that. Some other stories, entertainment news after Eddie Grant.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Harrison Ford, The Call of the Wild. It's losing money. It just hasn't done well. And they say right off the bat, it's going to lose around $50 million. That is partly because they used CGI instead of a real dog.
Oh.
In the Call of the... Why? There are Hollywood animals out there that work, you know, they're really good at what they do.
Right.
Man, I'm surprised at that. I'm very surprised. It pushed the budget up well over $125 million, and it just hasn't done well at all. I know. I've seen the trailers.
Can we wait until Friday and Vegas film critic Jeff Howard?
I want to see if Jeff saw that. That was the one movie there was not a screening for.
Oh, that's
so
not good.
So that's not a good sign. He's always said that's not a good sign when they don't do a screening.
That's too bad.
Or they're hiding, you know, like with the big blockbusters, they don't want you to see him before and leak anything. But Chris Matthews, MSNBC, he got into a little hot water recently, kind of inappropriate things that he said to people and admitted that he did.
Yeah.
Well, last night he announced that he was retiring from doing Hardball on MSN, and he announced it and then was gone. He didn't even come back from commercial. He was gone. That was it.
That's it.
That was it.
Grab your papers. I'm gone.
Yeah, he was done. And Steve Kornacki is his name. He kind of took over the show and he looked a little shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked. When they came back to him, it was like, okay. And though he's good, his specialty is not that.
Oh.
So rumor
has
it.
Three, two, one, go, Steve.
What? Oh, me, Steve? Oh, geez. Okay.
The red light's on.
So he's not coming. Oh, he didn't just go to the bathroom.
No.
Oh, man. CBS apparently offered Peyton Manning between $10 and $12 million a year to replace Tony Romo because they didn't think he was going to come back or they could get him.
Right.
And he was thinking about the offer, and then CBS went back and signed Romo to that $17 million. A year.
Yeah.
Deal.
You know what?
Peyton's going,
Here's the thing about Peyton. I think he does a lot of things well.
He does.
Like Saturday Night Live and that show that he has.
Yes, Peyton's Place.
Something like that.
Yeah. And commercials. He does great.
He does awesome. Yeah. I don't think he would be a great analyst.
No.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I don't think so.
And by the same token, Tony Romo, he can't do all that stuff.
Right.
You know?
But he's a great analyst.
Excellent. Excellent. And if you did not know this, James Lipton, the host of Inside the Actors Studio. He passed away yesterday, 93 years old, suffered from bladder cancer the last few years. Now he hosted Inside the Actors Studio for 24 years. I didn't realize that. Started in 1994. That's where he started it. And he retired in 2018. So we will talk a little more about him and some of his questions and his affect and all of that.
I will tell you, after 24 years, he looked the same. All 24 years.
He never
aged.
No, he didn't. He didn't at all. And hey, don't miss Kansas over at the Smith Center, March 21st.
You know how we love the kids, so anytime we can feature some well-talented kids, we do. This one is, I think he's like 6 years old. And he's singing Old MacDonald in a little nursery rhyme.
Yes.
Well, he uses a toy hammer as a mic while singing a verse, then tosses the mic into the air when he's done, and he does it heavy metal style. Listen to this. There you go.
Do you see why I don't have kids? Do you see why I do not have kids?
Well, here's one more reason why you might not want to have kids. And I know how much you love the Yoko Ono.
Yes, I do.
This little boy, Northwest, Kanye's kid, six-year-old.
Yeah.
Six-year-old Northwest.
Northwest.
Rapping debut at one of Kanye's concerts. Listen to this kid.
Yes, it's
here comes the best part.
Oh, jeez. Okay, well.
And the people go nuts.
Okay, well, no worries about him being gifted. Wow. Jeez.
You sure about that?
Yeah, definitely have him tested.
And if your alarm's just going off this morning.
Jeez. Okay, yeah, that sounds like Yoko. That does, but wow. Wow. Okay, then. Sure.
At a Kanye West concert, you pay good money, I would imagine, to go to his concert.
Everybody in there was just going, is this one? I thought we were seeing, you know, Gold Digger. Where's Count Kanye? Slut. I'm saying you a gold digger.
Right, and then all of a sudden.
Oh, geez. Is this his son? Justin Bieber? Who's that?
All right. Well, see, look at your kids. Aren't they fine? hey, we got to fill another chair for your girls' night out.
Yes, we do.
Tell you how to do that in about 7 minutes.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right. Everybody is stoked. Stoked! Carla is hosting another girls' night out.
Yes!
This is with Billy Idol. Boy, you're going to party like a rock star. When Billy Idol is over at the Palms Casino Resort inside the Pearl, you start out with dinner, some food and beverage over at Maybell's, and then a private VIP box.
Oh,
I know.
Inside the Pearl with Billy Idol in concert, and I think we have two more chairs to go.
We do.
So we're going to do it early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be a lot of fun. This is for women only.
Yes, girls' night out.
And your BFF.
Yes.
And you know what? Being early.
Yeah.
I would have to say this is going to be very easy.
I think so.
All you have to do is tell us the name of the movie this clip is from.
But you have to be fun.
Okay?
You can't be boring and be at my girl's night out.
No. Or else you'll get kicked out.
Yes, exactly.
Here's the clip. Listen closely.
Even women are possessions to him.
Yeah. And that is the one and only amazing
there
actor, Billy Idol.
That is Billy Idol, yeah.
Here it is again.
Even women are possessions to him.
All right. From that clip, just simply tell us what the name of the movie is.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So we got the phone lines on hold right now. Get through news, traffic, and weather. 702-739-9636. That's our number, starting with caller number 9. If you can identify the title of this movie from this clip.
Even women are possessions to him.
You are a winner for another Girls Night Out with Carla Ray. Good luck. To fill another chair for Carla's Girls Night Out with Billy Idol. And all you have to do is identify the movie this clip is from. Listen up.
Even women are possessions to him.
Carla, we have Jeanette on the phone. She claims to be a lot of fun.
Okay. I'm going to believe Jeanette.
Jeanette, name the movie that clip is from.
The Wedding Singer.
Yeah, girl. There we go. There we go. Listen, anyone who enjoyed that movie has to be fun.
Yeah.
So.
We have to be fun.
And, yes. And Jeanette, who's going to be your BFF you're bringing along with you?
Oh, I'm hoping Sharon.
Cool.
Love Sharon.
Right on. Jeanette and Sharon. Absolutely. Okay, there's a team right there.
There is.
I got to be honest. All the Jeanettes and Sharons that I know are a bit crazy. So I like this. I like it.
You're in for a treat. You are.
Love it.
Well, Jeanette, you and your friend Sharon are going to join Carla for a girls' night out. You start the night at Maybell's in the Palms. And, of course, your VIP tickets for Billy Idol later that night. Courtesy of the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And, by the way, VGK back on the ice tonight. Let's hear it.
Go, Knights, go!
Your first chance to score some wham walking around money. We're talking about $100 in your pocket. Even better yet, qualify for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. Your first chance to win less than an hour from now. A few things we think you should know. Get to that here in just a couple of minutes. Super Duper Tuesday, as they would call it. Or, as Carla would refer to Tuesday as Tortellini Tuesday.
Tortellini Tuesday, my friends.
Decided to call it, so.
Yes.
And by the way, from last hour to the person who, listener who texted in, don't worry, I'm not going to play it again. The Northwest. The rapping debut at a Kanye West concert.
Liz said, never thought I'd prefer Yoko over anyone else, but please don't play Northwest anymore.
Not going to do it.
You can go ahead and play that in case anybody missed it.
No, I don't want to do it. Well, hold on for a second.
Oh, this
you know,
is
let me get
Kanye
it,
and Kim's... Little Northwest, who also apparently is an aspiring artist.
Oh, boy.
From what I've heard. Oh, you can do it later. You can do it later. Yeah, yeah. Oh, hang on to that. No, it's bugging you, isn't it?
You sure? I just know it's that bad.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. I know.
Somebody, this is just a little piece of it right here.
It's freestyle. Hey!
I'll cut it off after it gets, you know, because it's going to get to the best part.
Know, and that's why there's birth control.
Sunshine today going to be a little breezy, high in the low 70s. Mid 70s, the high tomorrow, about 52 outside right now. Let's do it. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
About 3 out of 5 Americans now say they've taken some action to avoid coronavirus. Of course, the most common thing people are doing more of, washing their hands. Like I said yesterday, there does not need to be a special occasion, people. Just wash your hands.
And it was a while ago that my daughter had just moved up. Nicole just moved up to Washington. And I said, you know what? I have vacation time coming up. I'm going to come up and see you.
Yeah.
At the end of March, not knowing what was...
I know. Jeez,
what we were
I know.
In store for.
The one place. The
and
one
it's
place.
The one place.
Yeah, where 6 people now, I think, have died.
Do I still go?
Well, here's a tip. If you do go, in Wuhan, where this is kind of originated, China, they've replaced handshakes and fist bumps with a foot-to-foot greeting. They're calling it the Wuhan shake. That's what they do. They just come up and you, like, bump feet together so you don't have to touch each other at all.
And remember when it went from handshake to fist bump?
Yeah.
And then from fist bump to elbow.
Right, right.
And now we're down to our feet.
Yes, fine. That's great. That's just fine. There's shoes on those feet, so that's fine.
Okay.
You're just touching feet. I kind of like that.
By the way, if you go to a Lowe's, you can't find the mask anymore because Morty
bought them all. Big surprise. Morty lives in a hangar, by the way. Airplane hangar.
Down by the river.
Yes, yes, exactly. Wow. Hey, less than a quarter of millennials say they're good at fixing things around the house. Now, millions say they call for help to hang a picture, to change a light bulb. Other jobs around the house they say they can't or won't do. Putting up wallpaper, you can't pay me enough to do that. Painting, fixing a loose screw, fixing a heater, things like that. And they say it's not laziness, it's just an issue of confidence.
Yeah.
They always think somebody else can do it better. I get that. I must be a millennial because I get that. Mm-hmm. You'll do it better.
Yeah.
Well, this is your job,
I
right?
I mean, you have the truck that
yes,
says
exactly.
Plumber.
Yes, you can plumb better than I can. Jeez, now plumb I can away. Hang your picture or, you know, change your light bulb for you. That's not a problem. And the editor, this was just an interesting little fact. The editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle, I like to do them occasionally. Wendy does crossword puzzles as well.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Will Shorts. He's the only person in the world, with a degree in enigmatology.
Oh.
That is the study of puzzles. He actually created the major himself at Indiana University, Mike.
Really?
Yes. Yes. So if you want to come up with puzzles, crossword or otherwise, enigmatology, that is what you want your degree
That's
in.
That's my major.
Yes. Learn to spell it first if you want to go into
or
that profession.
Pronounce it.
Enigmatology, like an enigma.
Yeah.
Tology.
Enigmatology.
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 Enigma.
Yes.
Okay.
Enigmatology.
Perfect.
Careful with that word there. Be very careful. Ooh. Enigmatology. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Carla, last hour you had mentioned in your take on entertainment news, James Lipton, host of the Inside the Actors Studio, passed away yesterday at the age of 93.
Yes.
He had been hosting that show for 24 years. It was very popular. A lot of people had watched it, and it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell, of course, made it even more popular by portraying James Lipton on SNL.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
He did a great job with that. But one of the one of the things that was big on that show with James Lipton was the questions at the end of the interview. And one of the big questions, and he always would ask this, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrived at the pearly gates?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And celebrities would say, well, blah, 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 blah.
Right, right.
So given that question, in honor of James Lipton,
mm-hmm.
if I were to pose that question to you, Carla Ray,
mm-hmm. right,
what would you say?
Boy, what would I say?
If or heaven exists,
yeah, no, it's
what would you like to hear God say?
Yeah, what
when
would
you,
they, yeah.
What would you God say?
Say?
What would you want to hear God say?
I got to think about that one, Mike.
Anybody else listening
probably,
this morning, 702-739.
Probably knowing me.
9636.
As God does.
Uh-huh.
You like Italian, don't you? So what I'm hoping is there's good food.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
They'll have that, knowing me.
So after all these years, once you finally make it to the pearly gates.
Red or white?
Yes.
How about that?
You're standing in front of God.
Yes. Red or white, Carla? Red.
Okay.
Let me in, man.
Morty, have you thought about this at all or no?
I haven't.
Okay.
I know. That is a tough one.
And to be put on the spot like James Lipton would put these people on.
I mean, I think they generally knew that was coming.
Right.
But still.
I almost want nothing to be said to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a head nod or,
you know, the finger point.
You just want the nod down and then you do the nod up.
Burrow up and just walk in.
Yeah, that's it.
Or not.
Yeah. But then what if they come back later and say something and say, oh, you're not supposed to be in this line. Hold on. Oh, what? Hold on. Okay.
All right. If you're listening this morning, if that question was posed to you by James Lipton.
Yes.
Again, the question, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrived at the pearly gates?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and it's entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
So in honor of James Lipton, who passed away yesterday at the age of 93, hosted inside the Actors Studio for 24 years.
Yeah.
Was so good. And the one question he would always ask among those 10 questions he would throw out at the actors that were on his show.
Mm-hmm.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Right.
So we have people texting in.
Yeah, we do. Rob said with a smile on his face, I'd want God to simply say, welcome, my son.
Mm-hmm.
This would tell me I lived my best life in his eyes. Someone else said, you did a good job on planet Earth. Welcome home. Somebody said, here's a better question. What are you worried that God might say when you arrive? What are you doing here? Something like that.
That's a good point. Oh, what's he going to say?
Oh, my gosh. And somebody, wow, another listener wrote in and said, well, I'd love to know who was supposed to be my soulmate because it's not my husband.
Okay. Can you just tell me that?
You guys have a lot of questions, don't you?
Samantha's on the phone. Samantha, what about you?
I would love to hear, come on in. Your loved ones have been waiting for you.
Joe, what about you? What would you want to hear?
I'll be damned. You made it.
See, I'm like Joe. I think I would like to hear God say, when I show up,
mm-hmm.
You know, comparatively, you weren't that bad, so come on in.
Right, yeah, comparatively. You
considering everything that happened in your life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bill, what about you?
Now it's a party.
I love it.
Oh, I like that a lot,
nice
Bill.
And simple.
I want to go in with Bill.
Another Bill. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, when I get to the pearly gates, man, I'd like to hear God say, hey, my ex-wife didn't make it.
She's not here, by the way.
So come on in.
Ooh.
I love that.
Oh, she's down there bowling for life.
That's it, man.
Bill, have a great day. People still texting in real quick. The question James Lipton on Inside the Actor's Studio about arriving at the pearly gates, what do you want to hear God say to you?
Wendy said, I would want to hear, go back. And Mike said, another one that you don't want to hear, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you wait in the bar? Bar meaning purgatory.
Right. Beth, wrap it up. Go ahead.
I think I'd want to hear him say that I used my talents well and I did well in my time here on Earth.
Perfect.
Oh, that's good.
I loved that show. He was awesome. And I often answered those questions to myself. So that's one I've had time to think about.
Thank you so much for the call.
No problem. Have a great morning.
You know what, Carla? I bet a lot of people did that.
No, I'm sure.
Would just ask themselves the same questions.
Yeah.
James Lipton, of course, passing away yesterday at the age of, what was he, 93?
93.
Inside the Actor's Studio. All right. Just a couple of minutes away from sticking some wham in your pocket, some walking around money. $100. That's what we're going to give you. And, of course, you qualify for the grand prize, the $5,000 GP from the Dollar Loan Center. Got the word coming up after Quiet Riot.
It's time to win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Wham.
That's free walking around money to spend any way you want.
Awesome.
Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. First one of the day. This hour's wham code word, Stewart.
Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, Stewart.
Stewart is the word you need to text to 59457. That is 59457, or enter it online, 96.3kklz.com. Again, Stewart, that's the word you need. You have until 8:15 to enter it correctly for your chance at $100 and to qualify for that $5,000 grand prize. So, Stewart, text it, 59457. You have 15 minutes. Good luck.
Well, it's time to make dreams come true at Disneyland Resort. Got winning details here coming up in a couple of minutes. You know, we have a family four-pack to give away. a little bit later on this hour at about 8:40, so make sure you're listening for that. Sunshine may be a little breezy today, high in the low 70s, mid-70s tomorrow, the high, 56 now. Carly has another take on some entertainment news coming up here. In fact, after Kenny Loggins, Footloose. The word is Stewart. That's the Wham code word. Your first chance to put a little Wham in your pocket. Some walking around money, $100. That, of course, qualifies you for the big jackpot, $5,000, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Text the word Stewart to the short code 59457 or enter it through the website 963kklz.com. Still have a couple of minutes to do that. Hey, by the way, my sister Barb just texted. She goes, oh my God, listening to your Thursday podcast, I had no idea that Carla was such a Days of Our Lives freak.
Yeah. Hello, Barb. Yeah.
She goes, they're celebrating 50 years on TV. I've been watching this for probably at least 40 of those years.
Yeah, Doug just celebrated his 50th anniversary on the show.
She goes on to say, oh, I hope Gabby gets what's coming to her.
Same here, Barb. But I don't think she's going to.
She says she's the antagonist.
She is, but she's donating her bone marrow to the baby, to Eric and Sarah's baby. That's not really Eric and Sarah's baby. It's actually Brady and Kristen's baby, but nobody knows that except for Victor and Xander. But that'll be coming out.
She goes on to say, I record it every day.
That's same here, Barb! I DVR it every day. An hour of TV is only like 35 minutes if you DVR it.
So you get a lot done.
Great. I love it.
So there you go.
The best.
She's your soap opera sister.
I love it, Barb. Love now it. I know what we're going to do on the next cruise.
And she and Denny can get a room right next to you.
Yes.
And you
yes,
can swap
Mike,
stories.
That's right.
Love
perfect. It. I love it.
All right, let's do it. Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Hey, Michael Jackson's son, we all remember Little Blanket. He's like 18 now. Bought a $2 million home in Calabasas, California. It has 6 bedrooms, a pool, a spa, an outdoor kitchen, media room, fireplace, large backyard. So I guess Blanket's okay.
How old?
He's 18, I believe.
18 now.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He's got a big house.
Yeah, he does.
Good for him,
does.
I guess.
Yeah, $2 million in Calabasas. That'll get you a nice little place. Sure, why not?
Okay.
Claire Crawley is her name. If you watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, you know who I'm talking about. She will be the next Bachelorette. She's 38 years old, the oldest in show's history, by the way. While she isn't coming from this past season, the current season, I should say, of The Bachelor, she's made 4 other appearances in The Bachelor franchise over the past 6 years. Can she not find anyone? What's wrong with Claire?
So let's make her the Bachelorette
they
so
are.
She's sure.
Yeah, she's, yes, it's like we got to get her somebody. So let's her, she'll be the only one this time.
So are the guys now going to be a little bit older, like in their early 40s, mid-40s?
So. I don't think so. No, that's a whole different show. My dad's Bachelor Senior.
Oh, okay.
Senior,
well,
the
why
Bachelor.
Why don't you go on that show?
Yeah, that's right. Because I don't know if she has bunions yet. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Hey, Sofia Vergara and her son, listen to this, Manolo. They've launched a pet pampering service right here on the Strip in Vegas. It's being offered to select hotels. Includes monogrammed pillows. This is for your pets. Monogrammed pillows, monogrammed beds, ceramic bowls, toys, little dog gates, freshly baked treats, and sequined dresses and vests.
Wow.
For your pets. I'm sure they'll love them even more.
Yeah.
Oh, ow, they're sequined. This is itchy. I don't like it. I don't want to wear clothes. And BTS, that is that K-pop band, huge right now. They canceled their Asian tour because of the coronavirus threat.
Oh.
However, listen to this. Fans who had tickets to those shows, a lot of them just said donate. They would give the money back or whatever, but they've donated $300,000 worth of refunds to coronavirus relief. How cool is that?
Very good.
Because we here would be like, no, I want my money back. Yeah. I don't care about those people. I want my money back.
Mm-hmm.
$300,000, that's a big deal. Way to go, man, fans of BTS. Hey, don't miss Kansas Live over at the Smith Center, March 21st.
Carla, you know my grandson, Ethan.
Yeah.
He's on the phone. He loves to tell jokes.
Oh, okay.
And
all right.
You never know when they're going to have a talent show or something like that. I said, you know who would be good to test these out on is Carla. And Carla, because you're a comedian.
Yeah. Let me hear these.
You have a sense of timing. You know what's funny.
Yeah, I'd love to hear some of these.
So he has some jokes. Go ahead, Ethan. Throw out a couple.
Okay. Why would be afraid of 7?
Why?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Sometimes it's good to have the old standard.
I like it. I like that. That's a good opener right there. I like that.
It's one everybody knows.
Yes, I like it.
What about another one?
Why did the kid cross the playground?
What? I don't know. Why did the kid cross the playground?
To get to the other slide.
Okay. Yeah, I like that one. We'll play on words. Very punny, as we would say.
And the inflection.
Yes, I like it. To get to the other slide. Do it exactly that way.
What about one more? One more.
Why did the student eat his homework?
Why did the student
eat his homework? I don't know. Why?
Because the teacher said it was a piece of cake.
You. Yeah. That's what you want to say. There.
And then you walk off after that.
Yeah, that's it. That's drop the mic. That's my time. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
Ethan, those are great. You know what? I think you're on your way. Have a great day. Papa loves you.
Love you, too.
Yeah, he has a whole book of them.
Yeah, I like it. Okay,
I like his timing.
His timing is very good,
and his inflection and everything else.
He's doing a good job so far.
All right. Happiest place on earth. It's Disneyland Resort. We have a family four-pack to give away. We're going to tell you how to win that in about 6-7 minutes.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ.
Hey, Carla, my nephew or my grandson, Ethan, called back, want a little bit more time.
No. You did your time.
Leave them wanting
more. Less is
more.
There you go. Less is more.
When you get the light. Yank off. Okay.
When people say, I wish it was on longer, that's good.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good. Okay. Jeez.
Well, since we're spotlighting kids this morning,
Northwest. Mike, little Northwest.
And that kid singing heavy metal, the McDonald's song.
Oy vey.
I don't know if John heard that.
I don't know that John got to hear that kid rocking out.
I don't think you want to.
I heard Ethan's jokes.
Not bad. Not bad.
So, Disneyland, here's your shot to win a family four-pack, your first chance to win. We're giving them away all day long. And, of course, it's a family four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Disneyland Resort from the Kellair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So, if you want to go, we're going to do the same thing we did yesterday. Carla's going to read you like a synopsis, if you will, of a Disney movie.
Right.
And you simply tell us what movie it's from or about.
Yeah.
And you got the tickets.
Kind of my own synopsis.
There you go, if you will.
Yeah.
All right. So the phone lines are on hold right now. We're going to get through news and weather, and then we'll look for caller number 9 at 702-739-9636, starting with caller number 9. So good luck. We have Kathy on the phone. Kathy has a chance to win a family four-pack to Disneyland. Here you go, Kathy. Carla's going to give you like a description.
Right, a synopsis, if you will.
Of a Disneyland movie, and you simply tell us what movie she's talking about.
Like most young boys, this one's a slob. Horrible at taking care of his things. He loses his spaceman. Then he loses his cowboy action figure. Eventually finds him under the backseat of the car. By this point, though, he's into adolescence and he's not going to be playing with his toys anyhow, so.
What movie is it?
It's Toy Story.
Yes, it is! Good job!
You are going to Disneyland!
I love it! Oh, and the other people with you might be able to go, too.
If they suck up enough.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And what was your favorite ride, Carla, when we were there on Friday?
I am a huge fan of the Incredicoaster over at California Adventures. And I'm also a huge fan of the Space Mountain. Space Mountain at Disneyland.
If that helps you at all.
Yep.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up your tickets. For everybody else, you have a second chance to win right now. If you just go to the website, 96.3kklz.com, you can register to win a family four-pack. Kathy, you hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations to Rachel Grieco out in Mountain's Edge. She was listening, picked up a little bit of Wham! Some Walking Around money. She qualifies for the $5,000 grand prize courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Your next chance to win is coming up after Whitesnake.
It's time to win some Wham! On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham! That's free Walking Around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. Want to put an extra $100 in your pocket? Well, this hour's Wham! Code word is pillars.
Pillars, P-I-L-L-A-R-S, pillars.
Pillars. Text it to 59457. That is 59457, or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com. Again, the word pillars. Spell it correctly. You have until 9:15 to get the word out there. Qualify for that $5,000 grand prize, of course, and put $100 in your pocket. Again, this hour's Wham! Code word, pillars. Text it to 59457. You have 15 minutes. Good luck.
Still have a couple of more minutes. To text the word, short code 59457. The word is pillars, P-I-L-L-A-R-S, pillars. Text it to 59457. Enter it on the KKLZ website, 96.3kklz.com. Put some Wham! In your pocket. Some Walking Around money, yes. $100. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. And I believe we will be announcing that grand prize winner this Friday.
Yep, I know. I look forward to that.
So make sure you do it. You still have a couple of minutes. The word is pillars. All right, some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news. Let's do it.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here we go. Oh, by the way, I should mention that the other news sponsored by the good people over at 1 Hour. 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a guy was arrested at Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Everybody thinks it's a good time, and it should be.
Yeah, I know.
Should. Well, this guy punched out another guy and sent him to the hospital asking a woman to flash her for bees.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of people do there, so yeah, okay.
And you got to get the beads.
Yes, you do.
I don't understand it, but that's what they do to get the beads.
Oh, gosh.
And then you walk away, look how many beads I got.
Yes, look what I got.
Oh, my gosh.
All I had to do.
This is kind of gross, but and we did this on, I think, on the recent segments that we did for the MNC mailbag videos.
Okay.
And we've talked about this on the air, that weird talent you might have.
Oh, yeah.
I can wiggle that one finger on my right hand.
Yes, I can spit water through my teeth.
There you go. Well, this woman, a woman from Illinois named Angel, she can pop her right eyeball out.
Okay.
It bulges out so far, it looks like it's going to come out of her head. And, of course, her daughter thought this was so weird that she had to, you know, video the whole thing.
Jeez. Oh, boy.
Okay, put it back in.
Ew.
There. You don't get much from that, but you get the idea.
But still. Ew.
Is that what you want to see?
No.
Outside of a bar?
So to speak. Oh.
You know, to get a free drink here and there. My mom can take out a right eyeball.
That's cute. Your little finger thing's cute, but look at this. Look at that.
Ew.
Yes, ew. Oh, my gosh.
We're going to have to do that live one time.
I know, we will. The eye, Mike, or you mean
Human tricks David Letterman used
to
do.
There you go, stupid human tricks. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Listen, Portland, Oregon police called to a group home after a goat entered and started acting in a very threatening manner. It was a mean goat. A resident guided the goat out of the place and into the street, and he came back in and started headbutting the residents in there.
What?
Yeah, exactly. And They got an officer there. He was able to leash the goat, took it to a nearby goat farm. Maybe, yeah. Are you happier there? No? No? Not really? Okay. Or is that... Okay. Or is that Yoko? Is that Yoko or Northwest? Who is that?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. And listen to this story. So, some bad guys appeared. So, Jenna swallowed her diamond engagement ring because she thought it was the only way to protect it. At least in her dream. She was relieved that she woke up. It was just a dream until she realized she actually did swallow her engagement ring.
Oh, no.
She must have taken it out. She said it was so vivid. So she said she had to wake up her fiance and say, "Aunt, listen, I swallowed my engagement ring, a pretty big one, like a 2-carat ring."
Wow.
Yeah. Went to urgent care and they said, "Oh, yep, there it is, right there." So, but they're going to let it pass naturally. She's 29 years old.
Oh, no.
So, it's actually over 2 carats, Mike. Could you imagine?
No, well, I can't. Jody, even as a man, I can't imagine.
Go ahead. Honey, you pass that. It's still your ring, though. By golly. It's still your ring. Oh, my God. Those dreams that are so vivid.
And people have them.
We've all had them, but never done that. Oh, my God. Oh, well. In a week, you'll have it back, Jenna. You just wait.
Not sooner.
Just tough it out. Eat the right foods and tough it out, girl. It's Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Doing these at the end of every show, we leave you with a little good news to start your day. And I shouldn't have said twins, I should have said siblings. A 29-year-old woman in Philly, Toya was her name. She recently got engaged, posted pictures from her engagement party.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out her best friend's aunt recognized Toya's dad from back in the day. They knew each other. Her best friend Ashley, they've been tight since sixth grade, so about 17 years. Well, Toya's dad, Ken, used to joke that Ashley was probably his other daughter. She was constantly hanging out at his house. Turns out he was right.
What?
Yeah. As a kid, Ashley found out her dad wasn't her biological father.
Oh.
Sadly, her mom passed away before telling her who her real dad was. But Ashley's aunt was flipping through her engagement photos and remembered Ken from when he used to date Ashley's mom. Just follow along. It'll all come together. Well, apparently Ken didn't know she'd gotten pregnant. He had no idea.
Oh.
But they did date for a short while, you know, before Ashley was born. Took a DNA test. Lo and behold, he's her dad. He's her real dad. He's thrilled about it and says she's always felt like part of the family because his daughter was friends with her for years.
They're like best friends.
Yes. Yes, and they say it really doesn't change much because they are so close, and they've always felt like sisters anyhow. But now they are truly sisters. How cool is that?
Nice.
Oh, man.
You know, better to find out sooner or later than sooner, I guess.
You get to know your dad, you know?
Perfect.
Wow.
Great story. That's why we say if you know of a good story, a feel-good story, or even a local story, you know somebody you'd like to talk about, give us a call. We'd love to hear your version of our feel-good story at 702-739-9636. All right, 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life at shelterinsurance.com. Quick recap of the show. Well, talented kids, we had the spotlight on...
Really? That the word you're using?
It's up to you. You know, Northwest Kanye's kid had his rapping debut.
Yes, he did. I hope it's his last debut.
Along with the old McDonald's kid.
Oh,
singing the song, heavy metal style.
You know what, everyone?
Dropping the mic.
Yeah. All your kids aren't cute, okay? Let's just keep that in mind. Okay, they're not all cute.
And my dear little grandson, who got his comedic debut on this show.
He was good. Those were good.
You thought he was good?
Yeah, I did think he was good. I really did.
I don't want to.
Just because you're my friend.
Okay.
Thought he was good. Good timing.
Found out what enigmatology is. I wanted to make sure to say that right. Enigmatology.
Oh, I love it. Wendy, I hope you're listening.
Guy came up with his own major at Indiana University.
Yes.
It's the study of puzzles.
Yeah, it is.
And that's what he majored in. I'm sure his parents are proud.
I know. Okay. Well, better than philosophy, I guess.
And Aaron Paxton, listening down in Boulder City, picked up a little $100 in his pocket. qualified for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. Your next chance to win with Wendy Rush in less than 20 minutes. Make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.